responsibility, then there's irresponsibility. Irresponsibility allows for 42% of your income to be ripped off. It allows, and you know, don't pay it. And see how fast you land in debtor's prison. How scared are you of your government? How much fear do you have? So much fear you can't say thank you to your neighbor, to a union, to a farmer, to a bricklayer, to everybody that contributes to your well-being, to my land, the Mother Earth. You can't say thank you to our grandmother, the Earth, which, by the way, Western science has now ascertained. In the early 80s, they drilled a hole in Greenland, of all places, for miles into the Earth. And after studying it for the data coming out from that hole, for 2 years, they have ascertained that this is a living organism in space, not just an orb rotating around the sun. Respect your mother, and she will take care of you. That's a basic teaching in any responsible family. In any responsible family. Just think of a society that requires you cannot harm another human being. And it's feasible today. It's feasible today. That means the air you breathe has to be sacred. So if you have unlimited liability without government interference, then you can force the technology to be invented that will clean up the air, because they can't dirty it in the first place. They can't dirty the water. They cannot harm you. A society that cannot harm another individual. Now, if you want to harm yourself, that's a different proposition. But you got a constitution and a bill of rights that is on that path. You've already got the tools. So instead of fighting one another, you know, it just kills me, man. So you want to continue with the Demopublicans to the wharf? And the result? What's the result, man? Species suicide. Species suicide. Y'all thought it was going to be a holocaust of nuclear weaponry. You know? That's what you thought of just a few short years ago. In 84 and 85, under the Reagan Empire of Evil accusations, the school children, your age, man, were surveyed, and you were afraid of the nuclear holocaust. So you've got to understand, you got the tools, and you got the heritage from my people to be free. Then you don't have to fight one another. Well, the big boys put the money in their pocket, you know. Get you to hate the Japanese and the Koreans et al., the Arabs. What's the campaign this year, you know? So I suggest you do something. Or what Chief Seattle said in 1854 is going to come true. And he said, continue to contaminate your bed, and one night you will suffocate in your own waste. He also said, tribe follows tribe and nation follows nation. It's like the waves of the sea. It's the order of nature. And regret is useless. Your time of decay may be distant, but it will surely come. For even the white man's God who walked and talked with him as friend with friend could not escape our common destiny. We may be brothers after all. We shall see. Thank you. We talk.
You were just listening to Russell Means, Welcome to the Reservation. This never-before-broadcast program was recorded at Bowdoin College in Maine in 1992. Russell Means was a renowned activist for indigenous rights. An Oglala Lakota, he was born on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation in South Dakota. He was a founding member of the American Indian Movement, AIM, and its first national director. He passed away in 2012. This program is produced by Alternative Radio, based in Boulder, Colorado. We're an independent nonprofit in our 39th year. We're supported solely by individuals just like you. We feature such voices as Noura Erekat, Winona LaDuke, Nick Estes, Arundhati Roy, and Chris Hedges. And we have a series of programs with Russell Means. To access our complete audio and book catalog, just call us 1-800-444-1977. That's 1-800-444-1977. To access our complete audio and book catalog, just go to our website, alternativeradio.org. Again, our website where we are podcasting, alternativeradio.org. For copies of today's program, Russell Means, Welcome to the Reservation, and for Roxanne Dunbar Ortiz's classic book, An Indigenous People's History of the United States, call us 1-800-444-1977. Again, 1-800-444-1977. Or you can order on our website, alternativeradio.org. MP3s and PDFs are free of charge. Just call us 1-800-444-1977. Joe Ritchie is our general manager and editor. I'm David Barsamian. Thank you for listening.
Wow. Yeah. 기억나지 않는 나의 웃음은 너를 부르고 있만 Don't go where you go Don't smile while you smile Don't go, don't smile mm-hmm. 분명한 것은 몰랐던 것은 끝이 있었다
rock like an angel and dress like crazy.
Oh, the girls are Cali, Cali. Oh, the girls are Cali, Cali. Oh, the girls are Cali, Cali. Oh, the Cali girls.
Okay, everybody walk to the baseline up. Don't waste your time on talking. Please don't play my song. Focus on the way I'm walking.
Crazy.
Act like an angel and dress like crazy.
Turn around and you're not there anymore. But how could you leave me in the club? Okay, I guess you must have had enough.
Try to keep the child in the dark.
take a listen.
Didn't see my valentine. I sent it via pantomime while you were watching someone else. I stared at you and cut myself. That's all I'll do, 'cause I'm not free. Fugitive too dull to flee. I'm amorous but out of reach. There's still life drawing of a peach. I'm a tulip in a cup. I stand no chance of growing up. I've made my peace, I'm dead. You live to have my fun. I root for you. I love you. You, 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 you. I root for you. I love you. You, 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 you. I made it to a dinner date. My teardrops seasoned every plate. I tried to dance but lost my nerve. I cramped up in the learning curve.
is our music, and up next is the bin cuts and the PSAs. Thank you for tuning in today.
Tierra. Stress may feel like a constant and one that may lead to heart disease and stroke. But what if we focus on what we can control and turn those stressful minutes into our me time? Sometimes just taking a deep breath can make a difference. Or going on a short walk, maybe even taking a nap to recharge. Managing your stress means managing your health, so it's important to take back your moments. This is your me time. Own it. Learn more about reducing stress at heart.org/stress.
Recibí un mensaje de texto pidiéndome que apruebe una transferencia bancaria que no realice. Seguramente tú también recibes mensajes como este. Gran parte de nuestras vidas está en Internet, desde el correo electrónico hasta la cuenta bancaria. A fin de asegurarme que mi información estaba protegida, visité el sitio web Secure Our World de CESA para aprender pasos sencillos para mantenerme segura en línea. Ahora sé cómo protegerme de los estafadores y tú también puedes aprender. Dirígete a CESA en cisa.gov/secureourworld para más consejos.
Email from school about the incident today.
Scary.
You know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
Yeah, but if you're ever concerned about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, anything, you need to tell an adult, someone you know and trust. That can be hard, but speaking up about a problem is what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Email from school about the incident today.
Scary.
You know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
Yeah, but if you're ever concerned about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, anything, you need to tell an adult, someone you know and trust. That can be hard, but speaking up about a problem is what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Come on, man. Wake up. Welcome to the reservation, because the Bill of Rights does not apply to Indian people living on a federally recognized Indian reservation. The Constitution of the United States of America does not apply to any Indian living on an Indian reservation. So welcome to the reservation. Welcome to the reservation.
That's Russell Means, and this is Alternative Radio. I'm David Barsamyan. This edition of AR features Russell Means. Welcome to the reservation. Indigenous communities are among the poorest in the United States. This is one of the many persistent symptoms of the colonial relationship imposed by force upon indigenous peoples. As famed historian Roxanne Dunbar Ortiz says, neither arcane colonial laws nor the historical trauma of genocide simply disappear with time, and certainly not when conditions of life and consciousness perpetuate them. From the earliest days of colonial settlement, a theme of eliminating Indians in the name of expansion and settler opportunity became embedded into the U.S. political system and culture. The violence unleashed on the largely defenseless Indian nations had few parallels in history. Treaty